This one goes to Mr. Matty, M-A-T-T-I-E, Jordan. Dear Matty, how good of you to think of me and to send that box of beautiful ties. I have already worn each one of them with great pleasure. They are beautiful. They tie well, and Bill told me how you had a couple of inches added to ensure that they would. This was very kind of you, and I am truly grateful. Nancy sends her regards, as do I, sincerely. Ronald Reagan. This one goes to Mrs. K. Schaus, S-H-O-U-S-E. Dear Mrs. Schaus, thank you very much for my wolf trap tie. I'm delighted to have it, and only sorry that I couldn't have been there on opening night. Apparently, security felt there were certain problems they couldn't surmount. Nancy has told me all about it. She had a wonderful time. And I'll hope that I can join her there one day soon. Again, my thanks to you. Sincerely, Ronald Reagan. This one goes to Mrs. Patricia Mead, M-E-A-D-E, White. Dear Mrs. White, how can I thank you for what you have done in putting together this book and then paying such a glowing tribute to me? And how kind you were to send copies to Jim Brady and Tim McCarthy. Tim will be back on the security detail in a matter of days, fully recovered. And Jim is doing very well, and the prognosis is virtually complete recovery and ability to return to his job. But it will take longer time. In case you don't know it, let me tell you how very much this means to me. Because my father, having been orphaned at the age of 6, had never known much or told me much about his family. And so all these years, I've had Reagans, spell that R-E-A-G-A-N, and Regans, R-E-G-A-N-S, come to me and try to establish some relationship. And I have been helpless beyond my father and his parents, who died when he was so very young. Now, to have this history is just more than I can find words to thank you for. Incidentally, in your letter you mentioned the first cattle drive over Refugio Pass. I had read of that in the book Santa Barbara, the Grand Ranchos. And don't know whether you're aware that the original trail went through what is now our ranch. In fact, there is a rock on our ranch that still bears the carved initials JC, January 15th, 1905. realize the cattle drive went before that, but this is evidence of where the trail crossed our property. On a trip to Ireland some years ago, I stood on Cashel, C-A-S-H-E-L, rock, and went through the ruins of the old castle there. And to think that I now know I was at the scene of some of my own family's history. Again, my heartfelt thanks for giving me a family tree of which I am very proud. Sincerely, Ronald Reagan. This one to Mrs. Edward F. Logan. Dear Mrs. Logan, this is a very tardy reply to thank you for your letter about Al Bloomingdale's speech to your 90th annual meeting. I've known Al for many years and was not aware that he traveled the mashed potato circuit and did after-dinner speaking. I'm delighted to learn of this and very proud to hear from you what he had to say about me. You were kind to do this, and I'm most grateful. Sincerely, Ronald Reagan. This one to Professor John L. Blair. Dear Professor Blair, B-L-A-I-R, Senator Laxalt delivered to me the Coolidge, C-O-O-L-I-D-G-E, quotation you so kindly sent him. I want to thank you very much and tell you that the very day it came over from his office, I was making a presentation and opened with that quote. May I add, it was very successful and the best part of my remarks. Thank you again for your kindness. Sincerely, Ronald Reagan. I guess this name is Mark Hoekenga, H-O-E-K-E-N-G-A, and Eureka, Nevada, and I'm sure that that's all the address that we'd need on this. So, dear Mr. Hoekenga, if I've got it right, Senator Laxalt forwarded your note to me, and I just wanted to drop this line to thank you very much for your kind words and good wishes. I feel better about the battle we're in because Paul Laxalt is beside me. He is a good friend and a great senator. Thanks again, and best regards, Ronald Reagan. This one goes to Mr. Armand S. D-E-U-T-S-C-H, Deutsch. Dear Artie, A-R-D-I-E, this is just a quick line, hoping to catch you before you're abroad, but to tell you, don't you dare fly back here for the June 15th meeting. I say that not only because of the ear problem, but because I wouldn't wish that on anyone, even if they were in perfect health. I know you'll do well, and I'm most grateful that you're willing to do it. And I don't think the first meeting is going to be anything for you to worry about. Nancy sends her love, and for both of us, to Harriet. Sincerely, Ron. This one goes to Mr. Sanford C. Bernstein. Dear Mr. Bernstein, in reply to your letter of May 29th. I understand very well your unhappiness about my remark, and want you to know the circumstances under which it was made. The question coming from the floor in a question and answer meeting I was having elicited some laughter in the manner in which it was asked, and frankly, I thought I was replying in the same spirit of humor based on all the stories of people who've speculated and guessed wrong. While I think I have some familiarity with the press by this time, I was unprepared for the manner in which they portrayed it as a serious attack on Wall Street. I have tried to straighten the matter out several times, but unfortunately, the press chooses what it will use and what it won't use, and so I have not seen any of my attempted apologies appear in print or on the TV news. Please accept my apology and rest assured I'll try for a laugh on a different subject if ever I'm faced with a situation like that again. Sincerely, Ronald Reagan. This is a note to Justin Dart. Dear Juss, I have assumed from all I've learned and heard that it would be impossible for me to go to the Grove. The security precautions are such that I think it would be more disruptive than the waitresses the state is trying to impose on the Grove after all these years. So my schedule has gone ahead and beyond the July dates without any consideration being given to attending the Grove. I hate that, and I'm going to feel pretty left out when those weekends come along, but I can understand the situation. I'm quite a group now, wherever I go, not just security, but the military, and even the special communications that have to be put in case somebody decides to shoot a rocket at us. Please give my warmest regards to everyone at Owl's Nest and elsewhere for that matter. Warm regards, Ron. This one to Mr. Charles J. Broska, B-R-O-S-K-A. Dear Charles, just a quick line between chores to answer your good letter, which was most welcome. Thanks for the kind words about my speech. I don't know what to say about Jack Anderson. Frankly, he comes out with what he claims is surefire material, and what many times, from the position I am now in, I know is complete fiction. But I guess there's no way of stopping him. I appreciated your tax proposal about the 10% and tying the next 2 years to some level of economic achievement. We really did study such an alternative, but we're convinced that the business community not have the confidence in the Congress to carry through on those other two increases that is necessary if this tax bill is to be what we want it to be, and that is an incentive, a program to increase investment and productivity. We think 3 years is the minimum for people in business and others to be able to look ahead and say, I can plan knowing what is going to take place over the next 3 years. I have come down now to 5, 10, and 10, and believe we have a good chance of putting a coalition together who will support this. It won't be easy, and it'll be quite a fight, but we're going to fight. Thanks again for your letter. Best regards, Ron. This one goes to Mr. Thomas M. O'Brien. Dear Tom, thanks very much for your good letter and all your very kind words. I hit the ceiling, though, when I read your paragraph about California suing to bring in waitresses to the Bohemian Club. Your line about what Kelly's reaction and Nancy's would be to that just gave me an idea. Why don't we organize a wives' auxiliary of Bohemia and have them go to bat as witnesses testifying against the California suit. I'm greatly encouraged on another subject about our military. In October, they will be getting another pay raise. But in addition to that, we have been doing other things to raise morale. And curiously enough, enlistments are up, re-enlistments are up, and many, including non-commissioned officers who previously had left the service, are now returning. I'm still going to believe we can make a volunteer military work if we use our heads, and we're going to give it a real try. Thanks again, and say hello to everyone in the Grove in July. Best regards, Ron. With this letter, send Mr. Beilinson a copy of my speech at West Point and underline the sentences where I spoke about his two books, Survival and Peace in the Nuclear Age and The Treaty Trap. And the letter is, Dear Larry, it was good to hear from you, and I appreciated all of the thoughts that you expressed. It is a very complicated situation. However, I am going to spread the ideas that you contained in your letter here among our National Security Council people and over at the Defense Department and see what answers come up. Enclosed is a copy of my speech at West Point for whatever use it may be to you, if any. You're welcome. Incidentally, do you remember a talk we had a long time ago about the inheritance tax and a certain unfairness in it? our tax proposal, we are not only upping the exemption to $600,000, we are making the bill call for no inheritance tax levied against a surviving spouse. This is going to be some fight, but we're going to fight all the way, and I just feel we have to win. Best regards, Ron. This one goes to Douglas Fairbanks, Jr. Dear Doug, just a line to thank you for sending me the song sheet cover. I remember those great days very well. Was Stu Irwin, IRWIN, a lineman in your picture? As I recall, he was kind of typecast that way for a while. Looking at this song sheet cover, though, I have to ask, the title, The Forward Pass. There's a football in the air. That's a forward pass. But is that what you were also doing to Loretta? Making a forward pass. The day at Notre Dame, I have to confess, was a warm, nostalgic bath. I don't know whether the kids liked it, but Pat and I were really having a time. Nancy sends her best, so do I. And again, thanks for the cover. Sincerely, Ron. Now, this is a note to Mrs. Howard Baker. Dear Joy, we are both so happy to learn that you're once again feeling well. And it's been too long since we've seen you. I want to thank you, though, for that picture of your father. I never knew that he had served in the cavalry. I see in the photo that he's still on horseback, and the two men ahead of him are on their way to the ground. That's quite a jump they were taking. Thank you very much. I'm delighted to have it. And Nancy sends her love, and we both hope we see you soon. Sincerely, Ron.